We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Simrish Shamaches, regarding someone who makes a mistake regarding Tefillah Shabbos. We're by Sif Hey on the bottom of page 86. It says Mechabatos, someone makes a mistake. This Balshul Chol B'Shabbos, he does a weekday davening on Shabbos. Well, he's Kosh Shabbos, he doesn't mention Shabbos. Im Oker Aglov, if he already went and took three steps back, Chayz L'Royish, he got to start all over again. Now, Im Oker Aglov, if he didn't take steps back yet, even though you finish the Shemaneh, it just goes back to the bracha that of Mekadosh Shabbos. Says Ramo Shlich Tzibah Shashachach Shal Shabbos B'Shachas regarding the Chazan that forgot Shabbos B'Shachas. I am El Simik Kov Chov Vav. Says Mishbura Sif Katan Yud Beis. So if Le'Oker Raglov I am El B'Simik Kov Yedzen Tzibah Mishbura Sham, which over there he writes his Dershu 14 brings that if he said all kind of turn Yilu Ratzins, consider they already finished his Tefillah, and even if he didn't wasn't Oker Raglov yet. Shara Tzin adds on later on Simik Tov Chov Beis that even if his Derech is to say Yilu Ratzin before saying Al Kain Atar, however if his Derech is to say Yilu Ratzin at the end of Al Kain Atar, as long as he didn't say that, it's considered he didn't finish the tefillah, because then Yil Ratzin is considered as a part of his tachanunim. So sometimes it could be even lo karaglov that he would have to go back to the beginning. Simkot Gimel. So, but if he was not a karaglov, he didn't finish his tachanunim, so then it doesn't go back, but rather lo shol Shabbos. Bafel nizkuk kaid meidim, and even if he recalls before meidim, lo yichlo oisa ba'avoid the lame retzein of nevesin beim Shabbos, he doesn't include it in the bracha of retzei. Because initially one has to say a separate bracha for the kedusha yom. Now, but yeah, but if someone did do that, then he is going to be yaitza. Which the Dirshu 15 brings that, and that's even if he wasn't oiker as raglov, which Reb Chaim Gesky writes, that's possible. That's dafka when he recalls before meidim and includes him avoda, then yitzah b'diavad. Because saying retzei of nevesin b'yom Shabbos is a hemshach for the bracha of avoda of retzei. But if he mentioned Shabbos by the last two brachas, then it's not yitzah b'diavad. And if he's like, as Raglav to tell David writes, that even if he mentioned Shabbos by the last two brachas, it's yitzah eschiv, as brought in Shulchan Aruch in Siv Dalet. Now regarding a chazan a davens chazas to chaz tefillas choil, if he's like a yochid that makes a mistake, Rama writes Ayin leil b'sim kov chovav, which the Shulchan Aruch writes within Siv Gimel, that shlich tzibah that forgets to say b'chazas chaz or shchedush al b'yabli. If he recalls before he finishes tefillah, he goes back to retzei. If he finishes tefillah, he doesn't go back. The Rama adds on over there that some say that on Shabbos and Yomtim has a lochel grish chedush. Mishbur explains within him Prima Gadim that the command of the Rama is that Shabbos and Yomtim has a lochel grish chedush. Regarding if he forgot any daven the tefillas choil, that if the chaz didn't finish the tefillah, he goes back on Shabbos tisa. But Maishu on Yomtim ta'at b'chaton like the lochel b'yachid. Mishbur adds on over there from the words of Rama over here and says, hey, it sounds a little bit not like that. And it's possible what he means to say is that since Rama writes the halacha b'shatz separately from the halacha b'yachid, it sounds like that he holds that his halacha is not like a yachid. And even if he did not finish it, really does not have to go back on Shabbos Yisrael Mech Meisha on Yom Tov Ta'at V'chartonu. That's the comment of the Siach Halacha. Says Mechabes Sivav, Hatoy b'tfilah Shabbos, someone makes a mistake on the tefillah of Shabbos, v'echle b'shal zubazu, and he mixes up, changes one tefillah of Shabbos to another one, in the chayz, it does not go back. V'yeshem, some say, shem hechle b'shal musab acheres, but if the other one was musab, and he mixed that up with a different tefillah, oy acheres b'shal musab, oy musab d'avon shachas, and he mixed that up with musab, chayz, then you would go back. Says Mishra Sibkot Yedal, so if he makes a different tefillah of Shabbos, in the chayz, you can go back, shake a bracha, rabbi yeshu b'tzeb m'chasenu, because the primary fourth bracha, which is the one middle bracha of Shabbos, is b'tzeb m'chasenu, b'zeinu m'chala bracha shal Shabbos, and that's shachas m'chamayr is all the same. But after Kishi says, "Say my bracha." Now, this specifically, we finish already the bracha. And this could be Amtsa bracha. But he recalls the middle of the bracha, and basically, he would stop and say the right one. So, because this, but Yeshem, some say Bechula, etc. That Musab is different. Where Hachreinim Tama Mashal Kaz Blashem Yeshemim. The Hachreinim, they wonder on this wording. And some say the Kulu Amam Moedim Zayim. Everyone agrees to this halacha. So, because this Zayin that he mixes it up with of Musab Bacheras. Now, the film Bacheras Gam Kimi Nash Shabbos. Now, even if that other Tefillah also has to do with Shabbos, going to Smach Moshe V'Chiyar Gam No similar. Kimi Shalnei Skabim In Karbon Musab Shabbos. Since you didn't mention the Karbon Musab Shabbos, Ochol Shkin All the Most of Him in Mitzvah Acheras Lagami. If it's a totally different Tefillah for sure. But didn't Kalel never the halachas like we mentioned before. The Makor Agav already finished Shishmoy Nesir. Chol Rashi has to go back to the beginning. From the Makor Agav, we didn't finish Shishmoy Nesir. Yet Chol Tikanta Shabbos, it goes back to the right words of Tikanta Shabbos. Because Chayyim writes the Niska Acher Shasim Abracham Tzoyis. If he recalls after he already finished the middle bracha, Koyim Shes Chotzei. But before he started, would say Yoyim. Then Nishasim and Nasav Nechah Kavam Musav Yotzav Zin is Yetz with that. Vayim Be Alach and the Maskel Musav Mashkizam Noid Bezeh, which we talk about that also a little bit more. Which in the Maskel Musab Acheres said, look, Mishbrut Siv Kotan Tazayin over here, that if you were not Oikar Aglov, you go back to the Kamdash Shabbos. He says from the Derechem, he writes that whatever you recall in the middle, which bracha from the Gimel Achrayinus, in whichever one of the last three brachas, you go back to the Kamdash Shabbos. Chai Adam is inclined to say that wherever you made a mistake and you didn't mention Musav in the Kedusha Siyam, then you could say Ba'avayda. When you say Ba'ashav is Avayda, you should say Ba'nasav Nechav et Meida Yim Mekarb Musav. So he said, look over there, here's reasoning, which actually Dirshu 22 brings that Hebrew writes that you should say also as Timidi Hayyim. Mishbur and Sivkan Dazayin wrote that when you recall before you say Ritzei that you didn't dab Musav, you should say only Benasav Nechav Karb Musav and doesn't mention Timidi Hayyim. Chaim Kesi writes, L'chayra, also in such a situation, it is appropriate to say Timidi Hayyim. It's just the Chai Adam, who is the source of Allah, who is Makatzer, who is the bridge. And according to Shlomo Zalman explains, and the Chai Adam, that between one bracha and another one, you shouldn't be Mayrich, since the Ari Shon brought Mishbur and Simkop Yodal that hold that after you finish a bracha, it's forbidden to be Mavsik, it's understood that if you're saying in the bracha, then you can be more marich, and then you mention to me the yom when it's between, then actually you shouldn't say so much, as you were saying before. This is Mishbur Sipkot and Yod Zayin. Or let's say you mix up Acheres, a different field, Bishal Mosav, that is Cho'oma, Nusach, the Kamter Shabbos. You said the Kamter Shabbos, but really you had a mind for Shachas. Even though you mentioned the Bracha, the idea of Shabbos, at the beginning, even so, you got to daven over again. You said Mosav, you were lying in front of Hashem, you were trying to say Shachas. But then they come again, and the halachas, like we said before, the mokra akal, if you already finished, chayz oresh, go back to the beginning. You have to daven a new appropriate tefillah for shachas. Obviously, you're not going to have musab anymore. They must have already yitzim musab the first time. Although your intention was for shachas. Now, if you recall, before you take steps back or finish, wherever he is, even in the middle of one of the last three brachas, place him in, you stop in the middle, you start, which is he said, look at Mishmur over here, Sipkot Yazan, what wrote that if he recalls before his Eker Agal, he starts Yisbach Mesha, that's Pasha, that you start from where you made a mistake. Says, I saw in the Erechaim that he paskins that even if he recalls the middle of the Tfulah Musab, that you go back to the beginning of Tfulah. He says, a Pella, because we said before by the Halach of the Albiyab, that even if he says something that was a total lie in the middle of Tfulah, it's like talking, and you go back to the beginning of the Bracha, or by Gimel Achrinus to Ritzei, and that's clear. And for sure, there must be some Toyos Sefer in his words. It doesn't make sense that you would go all the way back to the beginning if you recall the middle. Siv Zayin says Mechaba Chayzim Leim Beichulu. We go back and we say Beichulu. Mishum Yomtiv Shcholis BeShabbos. Why? Because when Yomtiv falls on Shabbos, Shein Oyim Meisav BeTfilah, but you don't say in Tfilah. That's one reason why we say over after Shemayn Esther Beichulu. And the Gam Loitzim Mishen Yideh to exempt one who doesn't know. V'Oyim Meisav BeKol Ram Mumed, and we say it out loud and we say it standing up. Says Mishpur Siv Kodin Yitchast. We say it for those Shein Oyim Meisav BeChulu, meaning for Yomtiv that falls on Shabbos when you don't say it in Tfilah. And actually, just for that Shabbos, when Shabbos Yomtiv, then therefore that we say it every single Shabbos. So if you test, we say Mu'min standing up. Why? Because we're testifying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding the acts of a creation. But then Eid Ma'amida, and Allah witnesses by standing, that two people stand. But it's good to say together as a community, because you need a complete Eidah, which is 10 people, to testify for Kadosh Baruch Hu. At least it should be two people, which are the halacha of Eidus. The other individual is davening. Yeshua some say the Eidah is Lemechul, he doesn't go back and say Mechul. The Eidah is Lemechul, because no halacha of testimony for an individual. Yeshua some say the Yachad, the Yachad Lemechul, that an individual could say it, but he doesn't have to stand. Which Sharatin Lezidal brings this in Ali Rabbah, according to the reasoning that Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. Because as dish number 29 says, so for the reason that Mishabrat Lebron Samirshaynav named their cash, then you say Bechul three times, a person, you know, a Yachid should go back and say it. So that's what the Yeshem, some say the Yachalim, that an individual could say, Avlain Tzachamid, but it just doesn't have to stand. It's no Eidus. Says Mishabrat further, but Tevshagami Ha Yachid Yaima, it's also good that an individual should say it. Avlain Tzachamid made this, but it should not have a mind for the purpose of the testimony, but like it's just reading from the Torah. Kazamat Mesha, Matamesha, Rats, and Shachalim, and Pesachanes, and Begat, and Shul, Yemaisa, Shabakidish, Mu'umid. When he's saying Kiddush, you say that one standing. But Minig Lemma says Shabakidish, Mu'umid. Anyway, the custom is to say the one Bekidish standing. Avim Mamacha, Bebezakanes, even already said it in Shul. Sivches says Mechaba, Vaimish Ligitsib Bracha Achs Main Sheba. The Chazan says this, besides Vaichulu, he says another one bracha that has all seven brachas of Shemayin Esther of Shabbos included in it. And the individual does not say it. If an individual wants to be stringent himself, like Armin and Giz, you can say without the opening bracha and the ending bracha. That's the custom of the community that they do say it with the chazan, without the opening and the ending. It's Abud Ram and the Kolba. One bracha that has seven included. That's what the chazan says after davening. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hashem B'chulu Kayin Shemayim V'Aretz B'chulu Etc. Niskanen was instituted Mishim Sakans Mazikim because of the danger of the harmful forces. Shabbatik and the Sijal Mahibasad, their shuls were in the fields, sometimes Beniat Machm Lovel Betsiknesses. Someone comes late to shul, be assured Yechidim Bebesiknesses. So then, so they came late, they're going to be remaining those individuals in shul late in the fields. Lefikir Tikhne Brachazur, so they instituted this Brach, Yedeshim Oichar Shlitzim Marachba, while the Chasn is still lengthy on that, Yisamagam him to bless and begin to finish Teshman. Esabigam Idno, Lezos of the Kanam Kremen. So even now, which that doesn't apply, this institution has not been removed from its place. Sipkanam Chaf Aleph. Now, although the Tzibah says Moganavas, but they would blei chasima. That is Shemaschal Moganavas Azikul Masavreish Babad. But you don't say the ending bracha. Sipkan Chabez blei psicha by chasima, not the opening and the ending. Ki ikar takan hoishal shlik zibi baruches, because the primary takan was that the chasim should say. I came there for near part that seems obvious. Shemashal noigim beizim mekayim says that the custom in certain places shlik zibi oim bekol ram, that the chasim says out loud rakad kunch mayim boatz v'achkach oim b'lach says silently. Loyafa yinaisin, they're not doing appropriately. Alach shima kol, rather after the community finishes, yaschalhu Moganavas bekol ram, he should start Moganavas out loud. Siftes. Yomtiv shechalis b'Shabbos. When it's a yomtiv that's on Shabbos, ain't a maskel sheyomtiv b'bracha min Shabbos. You don't mention yomtiv in this bracha min Shabbos. Pidush says Rama birchas el elin koyin b'chulu. You don't mention over there the idea that it's yomtiv. Says Meshulah sefkon chabgei ain't a maskel b'chulu. Why kilo teknua el b'Shabbos? Because they only do it on Shabbos. Rafel b'Shabbos in the chavim tzarden. Even Shabbos is not really an obligation from that halacha. Rashi teknua b'shem sekana. They only instituted this long bracha because of the danger. Can I, like I said, we're not taking tikkun main lois b'la. Whatever they instituted, we're not going to add on to that. Sif Yud says the Mechaber, in Em Bracha Me'in Sheva Beves Chasan Va'Beilim, you don't say this Bracha Me'in Sheva in the house of a wedding or of mourning. They're like a time of the Machan Lava Sheyid in the second, because there is no reason over there of the coming late that they might be harmed. Says Mishbura Sif Katan Chavdal, Beves Chatan B'chul Pidish, because Mishbam Beves B'minyum, when they davening in their house with a minion for the Simcha, B'chushka, and Oysen, Mishbam, and Prokham, and Mishbam, for sure those that they davening just at random intervals, having a minion in the house. But if there's a certain amount of days that there's a certain permanence to that house minion, yes, there's a sefer Torah by them, like they have by the fear where they're there for a long time. Then it's similar to like a set shul, but then they would say the bracha min shava. But by a base oval and a base chasna, it's the like a time. There's no reason because it's not this regular shul out in the field. Now, but Magen Shnoigim Lomer in the place where the custom is to say it, in Lomer Chabiyad, we don't protest what they're doing. Can't go to Magen Lomer Shemir at Basel. People go to Mefakman say he's Mefakman. There's not a Savik Bracha Batol because you might be making a bracha unnecessary. Sif Yud Aleph. Ap Shabbos Shacha Yomtiv. I'm Bracha Me'in Sheva. Even the Shabbos that comes after Yomtiv, you'll say the bracha Me'in Sheva. Like when you have a 3-day Yomtiv, whatever. Like after Yomtiv, if it comes Shabbos, you're going to say it then too. The Bi'al Lacha in Divya Maskel Umad that you say it's standing up. So said Mishbruz in Sifkot in your test that we wrote like Tchila, you should try to be mahadir to say it together with the tzibur. That's from Morgan Drum with the, like Tchila. It's good to be mahadir to be yitzah. Also the Tanakama that he holds that you have to testify when Edis has to be said together as one. In the truth, we hold Nechash Mishpat Simchav Ches that you don't have to testify together. Also, over there, like Tchila, it's better to do it with 10 people, with a minion. And the reason for this is when you daven silently, meaning for this reason, if someone is davening his quiet Shemayin Esrei, he should be quick to finish it so that he say Bechula with tequila, says the Prima Gadim. And Divrei Maskil Yom Tov Shchalias B'Shabbos, you don't mention Yom Tov in the Bracha Achad Meisheva. So that's going every Yom Tov. Besides for the Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach, the false Yom Shabbos, when you don't say it, because it wasn't instituted only for the Mazikin, and Pesach is Lo Shemurim, as we've seen in Shem Tov Beizayin, so you don't have to say it at all. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 15, we said. Dirshu number 17. So the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Yodalad said that Dafke, if you finish the bracha, but if you remember in the middle of the bracha, then you'll stop and you'll go back when you mixed up the Shabbos tefillas. Now the reason of the chiluk of this halacha from someone that started to daven on Shabbos at tefillas of chayil and he remembers in the middle that the halacha is that he has to finish the bracha, whereas over here you don't. Prima Gadim explains that since Mekar Din he was supposed to have an 18 brachas on Shabbos, so all the brachas of a weekday applies on Shabbos. So therefore, if he started Chal he should finish it. Whereas not the case when he's having a different Shabbos tefillah, which has no sheches to this tefillah, you'll just stop in the middle. And dish number 18, said his Oker Raglubi goes back to the beginning. Now, if after Tefillas Musab he starts thinking a Safik could be Davin Musab or Shachris, the Das Torah writes that he does not have to go back and Davin, and that's written in Shubis Meses Yitzchak. Chaim Kesi writes that since considered Safik or Shachal equals Safik, it does not go back and Davin. Dish number 19. So too, regarding if a person that says a haskara, a commemoration of something that not shaykh to that day. For example, let's say he said Yal B'Yavay, and he mentioned Yom Rosh Chodesh is there, on the day that's not Rosh Chodesh. So in Simchat Ches, Mishra writes that the opinion of most Achrayim is that since it's a total lie, he has to go back. However, at the end, he writes it within Nim B'Chay Adam, that even if he mentions something at not its appropriate time, but the Eved, if he finished the Brach, he's not allowed to go back. So the Be'er Gur and Tehid Shabbos explains on the Magen Ram, which is the source of the Halach of the Mishnah Berurah. They ask the Magen Ram, explaining his words of the Shulchan Aruch, that according to what the Brun Shulchan Aruch is in Kav Ches, that if a person mentions a Ma'ira on other days, it's Shlubis Mani, an old situation, you have to go back, so why would the Shulchan Aruch write that it's all of Halach's as well? Why would he have to go back and Daven? Which, as we say over here, and that's Mishnah Sivkot and Yud Zayin, that... that if it's Oker Raglav, he has to go back and daven another tefillah, kohagen. Dish number 21, the Be'er Halacha had said, when you say Pashvas Voida, you should say, Menasla v'necha betmida yom kor musav, and even if it recalls afterwards, Reb Chaim Kenzi writes that as long as he didn't finish on Matzah Shkhanas Latin, he could say Menasla v'necha, etc., and he could add on, and then afterwards, it's good to go back from Ve'isha Yisrael. Dish number 23, Chaznish explains that for this reason that you're being made by Maisa Bereshis when you say Mechulu, that the Torah writes that one should say it out loud, that is as if we're announcing or testifying in front of everyone in the world that God created the world in 6 days, heaven and earth. Now, if they already said Mechulu in the shul that he's davening, and he goes into another shul that meaning if he said already Mechulu in the shul that he's davening, he went to another shul, to pick up someone from shul, whatever, and they're saying now Mechulu Rechaim Gadar writes, he does not have to say with them another time Mechulu, but maybe it's good to say it. Dish 24, we said the halacha of Edom is to stand, so therefore we say Bechul is standing. For this reason, to say when he's leaning on the table or something like that, it's written in Shubas Riv Vesefram that's permitted. Like witnesses at the time they're saying testimony, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Chosh Mishpat, Sim Yud Zayin, Ramah, that they could lean on the table when they're saying the testimony. Dish number 25, someone's Dam Nishman essay, and the Tibet started to say Bechulu, some Zaman writes that if he's in the Lakai Netzar and ready, he said ready before in Yil Ratzin, so you could say Beichul with the Tzibur, since Beichul is part of the Tvila of Leil Shabbos, and also Mekayim with this, the Inn of two Edim, and also the Hidr of saying with 10 people. And even according to the Chaznish, that saying Beichul after davening is only a Hidr, Chaim Kadzi writes, so you could say Beichul with the Tzibur when he's in the middle of Kain Netzar. Now, if someone's Damach Mun Esre, and he didn't say Beichul in the Tvila Salachash, and he sees, meaning he's still in the middle of Shemun Esre, he didn't say Beichul even yet, he sees the Tzibur is about to say Beichul, he's davening very slow, they're davening very quick, he could say Beichul. And then saying Beichul after Tefillah, Rosh Hashanah rules that he should wait and say Balachash with the Tzibur, and after finishing the Tefillah, he should say again Beichulu, and he doesn't have to look for other people to say with him. He already said his Shemayin Esrei Beichulu with them. Now, if he said Beichulu in Tefillah Salachash, and right away when he finishes to say the Tzibur starts to say, Rosh Hashanah rules that he's allowed to go back and say again with them what he just said Beichulu, and it's like repeating part of his bracha, which is permitted. Now, someone that's lengthy in the Tefillah Salachash, and he finishes the tefillah when the tzibur finished saying Beichulu out loud. So Rabbaran instructed that if he could start Beichulu Teichtei Dibur when the shot's finished, it's considered like he's saying with them, like regarding ages. The Gemara says Makas Davlam that if a witness says his testimony in Teichtei Dibur within a few seconds of the other one who just finished, it's considered like ages achas. Dish 26 brings from the Chaznish that he writes that it seems that a person does not have to mahadr to say Beichulu with two people. Because you have to be concerned that it looks like as if you're making testimony for my separations, which we don't need. He adds another that it's possible that you don't have to say it even out loud or standing. A woman who says Beichulu, the Pesach Devir writes that if not for the words of the Taz, which is the source of the words of Mishnah Berurah, that Beichulu is halacha like Edus, you could say that also a woman could say for the purpose of Edus, because this Edus is revealed for everyone, you would accept also a woman. Another Nikav HaChaimer, it's the name of the Baisa Menucha, that a woman does not say Beichulu for the purpose of Edus. Dershum. To say the Beichulu and Kiddush standing, even if you sit in shul. However, later on, Simri Yishayin Alfi writes that according to Ramah over there, that since in shul you already said it standing, at Kiddush you say it's sitting down, like you say the rest of the Kiddush sitting down. Now, even though the Mishmaru over there writes that the reason why you go back and say Bechulu by Kiddush is to be mighty his family members, if that's the case, the Chayyur, you would have to stand by Bechulu that you're saying when you're saying Kiddush in your house, Ramay Shafanshin explains that since the reason why you have to stand by Bechulu is because he's saying it's considered like Eidus, that's the case, since he already stood when he said it with tequila, and he's going back and saying it only mighty his Bnei Bais, you could say that there's no Chashivas if he says it standing or sitting. Dirshu 30. B'alacha brought that if someone's davening b'alacha, she should quickly finish the Shemoneh Esrei, he can say b'chulu with tequila. Chaznitz writes, that's not appropriate to make your Shemoneh Esrei shorter for this, since how great is the maila of someone who's being lengthy in the Shemoneh Esrei, which I mentioned in the Gemara, whereas saying b'chulu after davening is only hidra alma. And even Yom Tov falls on the Shabbos, which then b'chulu is maker din, Chaznitz is not sure if you have to be quick in your tefila because to get it to say with the tzibur, because since it's not mentioned in the Gemara, to say with the tzibur. Chaznish concludes, however, from the Gemara in Shabbos of Kofites, that even the Yachad Mespal, Tzorch Lama Bichulu, Mashma, that it is better to say with tzibur, so he means with Tzorchim. Now, words from the words of the Vilna Gaon, the Meiri, the Shulchan Gemara, Chaim Kesi proves that saying Bichulu after davening is halach of Eidus, and you should also say it out loud and standing, and the Vilna Gaon is Moisiv, that one should be Mahados to say it with two people, and according to this, it would be appropriate to quicken up his tzvila so he could say it with the tzibur, and, Dirsha 31, regarding if you have to bow down the beginning of the bracha, this bracha Tashem Mekane will give a seinu that we say, the bracha Chasmein Sheva, like Berachas Abbas and Shemein Esrei, which you bow down, Chuva Secher Yehoisav writes in Makar Chaim that you have to kneel. And that's a Liyashav rule. Shlomo Zalman, in the beginning, he thought not to kneel, but after the Seif Makar Chaim that we just mentioned was printed, he saw that he held it, you should a bad dance, so he was mevatlas das. On that, the truth is, Levush Mardechai writes that we don't find that they were masakin to bow down the bracha mein shabbat. Now, to kneel when you say benayd l'shmai, to bow down then, truth Mogen Sha'ol writes that you don't have to, even though this bracha was instituted in place of maidim. Now, to see in the beginning of Shem Sefasai, the Yeshua Ram B'chach writes that you don't have to because you're relying on what you said in the beginning of Tfil Salachash, but at the end, it is appropriate to say Yil Ratzin Mrefi, since you're saying it on Sima Tfilah. And now it's considered like you just finished your tefillah. Kud Marich writes that it's seemingly that the minig is not to say at the end Yil Ratzon. Dish number 32. Now regarding if one should answer Amin after the shat finishes Kain Yishmayim Ba'aretz, Rechaz Chaim Spinka says not to say because it's in middle of the bracha. Dish number 33. Now even if the Shleich Tzibah forgot to say Vechulu and the Berachas Min Shev and he recalls the middle of Kaddish, like for example Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos, which it's possible to make a mistake, then Chuzik is Mishra writes that if he recalls before he said Ba'gol is not Korib, he should stop Kaddish to say Vechulu, but if he recalls after the Tzibah already ends Amin Yishmi Rama, he should continue until Darmir Ba'alma Bimur Amin. That up until there it's considered like Chatzik Kaddish. He'd say Bechulu Berachas Mein Shabbat. Afterwards, he should go back and say a Kaddish Tiskabel. And so too, if he already finished Kaddish, after he said Bechulu Berachas Mein Shabbat, he should say a second time a Kaddish Tiskabel. Dirsha 34. Also, if someone davens in his house Bechidus by himself, Shulchan Aruch writes that he has the option of saying it without a bracha. Now then, Mekar Chaim writes that if he's not hearing from the Shatz to bracha, he should not just start from Magen Avos because then this beginning has no understanding. It's only in the context of the whole thing that the Chazan is saying. Dirsha 35, Minig Yerushalayim, it's written Luch Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos Shuvah that in the old Bat Midrashos, the Minig is like the Vilna Gaon that the Tzibah doesn't say it at all. And only Shleich Tzibah says the Berachas Mein Sheva. Dirsha 36, B'alacha said, except the first day of Pesach, the Fotzon Shabbos, then you don't say Vayichulu. Now, if they started to say it, and it recalls after he said Baruch Atah Hashem, that that's Tehillah writes, you should finish the Bracha, so it shouldn't be Bracha B'tola, and you can rely on the Ramah Mipano that says even on Lil Pesach it's possible to say it. Dishra 37, so he said that it has to be some type of a kviyas for a certain amount of days to be considered that you say Vayichulu with it like a shul. Now, the gather of this kviyas, Yeshua Ram B'chach writes that since it's not a place that's complete kviyas, it has to be that kabuah for tefillah many consecutive days, and also that they should daven there all the tefillahs betzibur. Now, if someone's going on a boat for a long period of time, a yacht, a trubus, a vayis, a frayim, right, and sevi b'alacha, they don't say birchas me'ein shava, even though they have a kviyas on the boat for many days, and even though they have a sevi terba, even so, the boat itself is considered as a makam arai. Dirsha 38, and the whole tzibur goes up to daven in the city square, the trubus, mechazilz rice, that you say over there birchas me'ein shava, even though that makam not kabul for tefillin is no sevi terba, and that's a burden in sevi tila daven. Dirsha 39 brings the chatzar of the Beis HaKnesses, the courtyard of the shul, which the opening of the shul opens up into that. They daven over there. Shuvas Mechazid writes that it has the halacha like the shul, even if there's no Sefer Torah there. Now, a place that has a full kviyas for davening, not just for many days, but there's no Sefer Torah. Pirmagadim writes that it's possible to say over there Berachas Mein Sheva, even when there's no Sefer Torah. Adds on that this halacha that you have to have a Sefer Torah. but that's dafka in a place that's not a kviyas gemura, like by the fears where there's a kviyas, but only for a certain amount of days. Shabbos Gemisha writes that even if there's a kviyas gemura to daven in a certain house, a person Friday night minyan, and there's no sefer Torah, you would say berachas main shabbat. Shabbos Mechazitza brings from the Shabbos Devar Moshe that that's the halacha also in a place that's kabul, even just for, let's say, minchan Shabbos. That tzibah that they have in mind to be kaveya minyan in this certain place, but Chaim Kazi writes, they have to start saying berachas main shabbat already from the first Shabbos. In a shul that's closed all year round, and it's only in vacation that guests are find themselves over there, and they want to daven over there, Chaim Kazi writes, that's logical that you would not say over there berachas main shabbat. Meaning Yerushalayim, Michal Tekutzinski writes, that is to say, even the place that there's no sefer Torah, and even if it's not a makom kavur for tefillah. So what's called Yerushalayim regarding this? Rabbi Zalman instructed, that's possible it's only Yerushalayim within the old walls. Because of its kedusha, it's considered like a basic nesses. Pilum B'yashiv is that all of Yerushalayim has this minig. Ben Ishchai writes that this minig is from the time of the Roshash, based on Said. It just adds on that he was not like this in his city, which was out of Yerushalayim. And also when the Shatz is not a member of Yerushalayim, but he's davening Yerushalayim in a minyan that's not kavur, Shubhas Haratzi writes, he still say berachas main shabbat like the minig amakam. Dershut 40, therefore in Yerushalayim in the house of Abel, it sounds like in Sefer Geshel Chaim that you don't say berachas main shabbat, even if the place where it has a sefer Torah. Shubhas Haratzi is brought that the minig Yerushalayim is to say berachas main shabbat when you're davening in the house of a chassan, even when it's not in kibbutz, and that's what Yashar rules. Minig Yerushalayim is to say in all places, and that's how it's written in Shubhas Haratzi.